Addie and Pete's podcast wedding edition. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition, a very special edition of Addie and Pete's podcast. I'm, of course, your great podcast host, Pete, and I'm joined by
Annie.
Anastasia, who is, of course, one of the world's greatest podcasters. Hello to everybody in sunny Cornwall. We are, of course, joining you from Melbourne, Australia, which unfortunately is a little bit locked down. How's lockdown treating you, Annie?
Well, it's okay.
Yeah, I feel the same. Bit rubbish, but we're going to carry on. So, today's very special edition of the podcast is about two of the finest people we know, Andy and, of course, Helena. So, we thought we'd talk a little bit about Andy and his life to this point. So, Anastasia will be interviewing me. What's the first question?
What was Andy like when he was my age?
What was Andy like when he was 8 years old? Well, Andy was a space cadet. He was always thinking about the biggest things in the universe. He was thinking about space. He had, if you went into Andy's bedroom, you would see all around it, you'd see pictures of inventions that he was making, diagrams of like amazing trains, and you might, if you went into his room, see an electronics kit that he used to use all the time to do his electronics experiments. Like, he could set off alarms, he could sometimes walk into his room and an alarm would go off as he set up an alarm, and he was always inventing things. One of his inventions was called the battery activated self-powering generator. And the idea was, it was a thing that would go round and round and create energy forever and ever and ever. But of course, what he hadn't reckoned with was the laws of physics.
What was Andy like when he was Clara's age? Was he crazy or funny like she is?
Yeah, he was. He used to run up and down the halls all day. He had so much energy. One thing I remember was, you know how Clara always talked about, I'm Clara Emmeline Bacon? Well, Andy was convinced to the point of getting angry if people didn't refer to him as this. He was convinced his name was Andrew Bus Bacon. Yeah, Andrew Bus Bacon. He was absolutely sure of it. He'd introduce himself to everyone as Andrew Bus Bacon. And I think even in birthday cards, he'd write Ambrew Bus Bacon, just to make sure that people knew that his name was Bus. And I suppose that interest in transport has continued to this day, just less buses and more spacecraft.
Yeah, why did he say Bus?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Uncle Andy.
What was the silliest thing Andy ever did?
Sillier than Andy Bus Bacon? Wow. I did do a lot of silly things. Like, I remember there was a period where, probably when he was about your age, we used to end up in casualty every week because he'd be falling off various things. If you look at his head closely, there's all sorts of scars from where he's fallen off things. But I think the silliest thing he ever did was when he was on the way to Spain, I think it was, for a conference. I'm guessing a space conference. When he went to Granny and Grandy's, and he was meant to be staying there the night before he flew off to Spain, and he, you know, travelled across the country, got his bags, packed his bags. Granny and Grandy were so excited about seeing him, but as soon as he got there, do you know what he realised?
What?
Well, what's important when you have to go to other countries? What do you need?
Passports?
You need your passports. That's right, Anastasia. And he forgot his passport.
Oh, no!
Yeah. He was not good at organising himself. It's pretty good that, you know, Helena's there to organise him now, because, oh, that was a bit of a terrible error.
tell me to be nice to Clara. Were you always nice to Andy when you were growing up?
Well, I think you'd have to ask Andy. I think I was mostly nice, but there were times where maybe I was a little bit less nice. I could think of a few examples. I don't know how he put up with me sometimes. There was one time where I know what had happened. I was pouring vinegar onto my chips at dinner time, and I'd accidentally left the lid off the top of it, and I just swamped it, my entire chips, in loads and loads of vinegar. And Andy didn't tell me, and I blamed him for the incident, perhaps unfairly. So I think there was some rust in the cheese grater or something, and I got the cheese grater and I shook it and I put rust all over his yogurt, which was a bit mean of me.
Why did you do that?
Revenge, I guess. There was another time, which Andy talks about quite a lot, where for the first time ever he was about to beat me at Monopoly, and people at my wedding will remember this, because instead of, you know, losing to Monopoly and like advancing to Mayfair and losing, I picked up the advance to Mayfair card and I ate it, so I didn't lose. And there was another time when we were in Hong Kong on our travels, and I ordered some fiery hot chilies, and I pretended, you know, I had a few and they were unbelievably hot, and I pretended they weren't hot so Uncle Andy would try them too, and it absolutely blew his mind. So those were maybe a few times where I wasn't that kind to Andy.
Dad, why did you eat it? Did it taste nice?
Not especially, no. It was a bit foolish.
Done together?
Well, apart from completing a lot of computer games like Sonic 2 and Zelda Ocarina of Time together, I think it would have to be the time when we travelled the world together. We went to Dubai, where our mum lived at the time. We went to Hong Kong. We went to Tokyo. That was pretty amazing.
Where the Olympics is?
Yeah, where the Olympics was. It's pretty exciting. We went over to California to see some of my relatives there. We went to Las Vegas and we went to New York too. So we went to a lot of the really most exciting places in the world. We had great fun together. I don't think we really argued very much at all. I think we just had a really nice time and really exciting and lots of fun. So that was probably one of the most exciting times that we've had together.
Okay, so now Helena and Andy are married, does that mean I can call Helena Auntie Helena now?
Of course you can! Congratulations! Woo! Guys, we so wish we could be there today. We hope that you enjoyed our podcast. I'm sure you've all had a wonderful time. Andy, I'm so proud of you, mate. You've done so well finding someone so wonderful as Helena. And Helena, so happy to welcome you to the family. You might see some photos kicking around of how we've celebrated the day, Australia style. Hopefully that'll be a bit of fun for you all. But we love you guys. Sorry we can't be there, but we look forward to celebrating with you, hopefully as soon as we can get over to the UK. Bye!